We many a times wonder why Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam, when he was assessing his army and he found that the bird was not there, Hudhud. وَتَفَقَّدَ الطَّيْرَ فَقَالَ مَا لِيَ لَا أَرَى الْهُدْهُدَ أَمْ كَانَ مِنَ الْغَائِبِينَ وَتَفَقَّدَ الطَّيْرَ فَقَالَ مَا لِيَ لَا أَرَى الْهُدْهُدَ أَمْ كَانَ مِنَ الْغَائِبِينَ He said, where is this bird, Hudhud? لَأُعَذِّبَنَّهُ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا Look at the kingdom Allah gave him. I will punish this bird most severely. أَوْ لَأَذْبَحَنَّهُ Or I'll slaughter this bird. أَوْ لَيَأْتِيَنِّي بِسُلْطَانٍ مُّبِينٍ Or the bird must produce a valid excuse. Scholars of tafsir write that when Sayyidina Sulaiman was looking for this bird, he first said, مَا لِي What is wrong with me? Is the problem with me that I can't find this bird? And the scholars of tafsir have written, إِذَا فَقَدُوا أَعْمَالَهُمْ تَفَقَّدُوا أَعْمَالَهُمْ إِذَا فَقَدُوا أَعْمَالَهُمْ تَفَقَّدُوا أَعْمَالَهُمْ That the pious were those, when they failed to accomplish their objectives, they first examined their actions. Ya Allah, this child of mine is rebelling. What wrong have I done? It's very nice and well said that when we speak about parents, then we say, my son was supposed to be here and he needed to listen to this topic. But then let's go back into our own lives and ask ourselves, what haven't we done to our children? What haven't we done to our parents? The other day, I came home from after teaching, and as is common with the children, you know, one expecting this, one waiting for that, and they're waiting for you outside because of their expectations. And I had a long day, I had a tired day, and I was exhausted, and I was rather overcome by fatigue. And when I got there, somehow I couldn't buy the relevant things for the wife and this child and that child. All three of them had something waiting. And as soon as I got off and each one came, Abhi, you got this, you got that. And I said, you know, just a minute, just give me a moment. And they said, oh, you didn't buy this and you didn't bring this. And I said, for a moment I thought, I said, Ya Allah, when will this child only know? When will this child know what a long day I had, what a tiring day I had? But then Allah put a thought in my mind and I say this, Allah be my witness. I said, no, this is not the time for me to wonder, when will this child know? Is it not time that I realize I had also done this to my father? If today I can't realize this, then when will I realize it? If today when my child does it to me, then can I not revive the past and wonder how many of such days lapse in the life of my father? I went in the house, I performed salah, I phoned my father and I cried. And I apologized to him. I said, rest assured, I must have done the very same to you that my children are doing. If I will not learn my lesson today, then when will I ever learn my lesson? When will my child learn? Leave that. Am I not learning? وَأَطَاعَ الرَّجُلُ إِمْرَأَتَهُ وَعَقَّ أُمَّهُ وَأَدْنَى صَدِيقَهُ وَأَقْصَى أَبَاهُ The signs of Qiyamah, Nabi alayhi salam said, a time will come. أَطَاعَ الرَّجُلُ إِمْرَأَتَهُ A person will obey his wife at the cost of the displeasure of his mother. أَدْنَى صَدِيقَهُ He will draw his friend close to him and he will distance his father. He will derive pleasure in being introduced via his friend and he will find it an insult to be introduced via his father. Who's your father? Oh, he's the old man, you won't know him. You know Dr. So-and-so? We are colleagues. But tell me about your father. You won't know my father. You know that professor who's the head of the faculty we were studying to, but tell me about, oh, you won't know my dad, you won't know my dad. Yeah, he's just a simple ordinary guy, man, you won't know my dad. أَدْنَى صَدِيقَهُ أَقْصَى أَبَاهُ I'm not here to go into the politics of life and that, but what I can share with you, my brother, is, and I beseech my sister to hear me out clearly. I find it rather inconceivable, inconceivable as an ordinary man, that when a man sits with his wife in seclusion, with his beloved wife, and then his wife, she might have a differences, and I'm not there to say who's right and who's wrong, the merits of each case is different. But a man sits with his wife in seclusion, and his wife says, you know, your mother does silly things. And he says, yeah, you're right, my darling, mommy tends to act stupid at times. May the earth of Allah split and swallow such a man. You sit with your wife and you condemn your mother, the woman who carried you, who gave birth to you, who nurtured you, and this woman who came in your life at this juncture, you shun her. I'm not there to judge, but all I'm saying is, tell your wife with respect, don't ever talk bad of my parents. Do you expect me to agree with you? Do I sit and say, yes, mommy is silly? What do I tell you? That nation will never prosper. That individual will never see success. Allah's qasam in whose control is my life. I'm sitting here because of the dua of my mother. May Allah reward her and my parents and grant them the highest ranks in this world and akhirah. It is because of her duas. If you tell me what I'm going to speak now, I will tell you I don't know. All I know, I'm sitting here on the strength of her duas. Sit and agree in seclusion against your mother, then what did you give your child, oh my son, oh my father? What have you given that tomorrow he grows up and he insults and snubs his own mother? What have you given that boy? He sits with this woman, I'm not saying shun your wife, and he sits and he insults his mother, that woman who did everything for him. One sahabi came and he said, O Nabi of Allah, I carried my mother for 6 miles in such heat that if I have to throw a piece of flesh on the ground, it will roast in seconds. In such heat I carried my mother. Have I done justice to her kindness? Nabi alayhi salam said, it is not even equivalent to one turn in her womb. It's not equivalent to your one turn in her womb. Her restless nights, she got up in the dead of night. She didn't look at her health, she didn't look at her wealth. She looked at you only to know that you grow up, join hands with your wife and insult that mother. عِفُّوا عَنْ نِسَاءِ النَّاسِ تَعِفُّ نِسَاءُكُمْ وَبِرُّوا أَبَاءَكُمْ تَبُرُّكُمْ أَبْنَاءُكُمْ. Be kind and loyal to your parents and Allah will make your children loyal to you. I often think of this and it makes me cry, and I make sincere dua for my father at this juncture. In my studies in my early years, as happens to children, one day I decided to leave my studies and I came home and I sat down with my dad and I said, this is the end of my career for a host of reasons. Allah reward him, Allah give him long life, Allah grant him good health, Allah give him the joy that he has ever given to any father. He held me with such calmness, with such love, with such passion, with such feeling, and he inspired me so much that if it wasn't for that day, Allah alone knows what would have been my future. He held me, encouraged me, motivated me, and stood by my side. And he said, go my son, there is a bright future. Go my son, there is a great future ahead. Don't pull back from where Allah has put you. It was through the wonderful upbringing that they gave me that Allah has made this day a reality. Wallah, give your children deen. Give them deen, they will respect you. Nothing else will make them obligated to you. If you've given them the world, and you've given them the comforts of this world, but you haven't given them deen, I'm afraid the comments we hear children making on their parents will leave any sane person shattered. Allah will give you dunya also. I was in LA and I had to address youth. I spoke to them, I said, you've come from your countries and you've come to this place. You've come to this place You've left your parents. How often do you phone your parents? How often do you think of your parents? How often do you make dua for your parents? I know of a mother whose son was involved in an illicit relation with a non-Muslim girl. She fasted 30 fasts making dua to Allah that this boy leaves the wrong. What don't the parents do for the sake of their children? Give them deen. Give them deen, deen and deen. Allah will make them understand who their parents are. Nabi alayhi salam seen one person walking with his father. Nabi alayhi salam said, that's your father? He said, yes. He said, okay, listen to me, my boy. Don't ever call him by his name. Don't ever walk ahead of him. And then don't ever raise your voice in his presence. Don't ever raise your voice in his presence. Allah speaks about Bani Israel. That in Bani Israel, there was one murder that took place. And nobody knew who the murderer was. So they came to Musa alayhi salam. وَإِذْ قَتَلْتُمْ نَفْسًا فَادَّارَأْتُمْ فِيهَا وَاللَّهُ مُخْرِجٌ مَّا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ فَقُلْنَا اضْرِبُوهُ بِبَعْضِهَا كَذَلِكَ يُحْيِي اللَّهُ الْمَوْتَى وَيُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ They came to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and they told Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, this is what has happened. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua to Allah. Allah told Musa alayhi salam, they tell them they must slaughter a cow and then take a piece of the dead cow and strike it on the dead man and he will stand up and tell you who was his murderer. So Musa alayhi salam came to them and said, the matter is simple, slaughter a cow, take a piece of flesh, strike it on the dead man and he will stand up. So they started asking the logic of this here. قالوا أتتخذنا هزوا قال أعوذ بالله أن أكون من الجاهلين Oh Musa, we want to identify the murderer. What must we do with slaughtering cows? Why are you mocking with us? Musa alayhi salam said, listen, I'm telling you what Allah has said. قالوا دع لنا ربك يبين لنا ما هي Oh Musa, tell us what type of cow. There are many cows in this world. Which type of cow are you speaking? قال إنه يقول إنها بقرة لا فارض ولا بكر عوان بين ذلك ففعلوا ما تؤمرون Allah said, O Musa, tell them it must be a cow of middle age, not old, not too young, but don't ask more, do what you have to do. قالوا دع لنا ربك يبين لنا ما لونها O Musa, there are many cows that are young, you don't want to give us some description on the color.